This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Kevin. And Kevin, how do you pronounce your last name?
Koenig.
Koenig. All right. So what year were you born and in what city?
1972, Wabash, Indiana.
So what brought you up to Indy?
Work. After school, went to Ball State for architecture, and it was a natural progression to move here, and I had some friends here.
Okay. I was also Ball State. I was the mascot of Ball State, so you're talking to the previous mascot. 1994 to 96, I was the mascot of Ball State.
Maybe I didn't shake your hand, but I saw you.
All right. So what connected you initially to St. Joan of Arc, the parish? How'd you hear about it? And, you know, what was the initial start?
I looked around online at some different parishes and went the proverbial church shopping. Had even joined another parish. I, however, found myself coming back there, as others have said. I loved the architecture of the building, the history, the concreteness of it, I'll say. And the people were nice, and it was diverse, you know, somewhat diverse, and felt comfortable. And
okay.
Yeah.
So as far as any involvement, what type of, have you been able to help out in any groups or committees or French Market or anything over the years?
Yeah. There are lots of opportunities. And I found myself on the Building and Grounds Committee and helping out a lot there a few years back. I did the readings. I was a lector also, and Precious Blood and Eucharistic Minister, involved with RCIA as a sponsor and on the team, and also was a sponsor for new members here and there. That's mostly it.
Okay. So personally...
Oh, French Market. I forget. Awesome.
So give me some specific situations with people that are some of your favorite moments over the years.
The favorite ones are with French Market. Just the momentum that the committees get together, and the companionship there, and then some team building. And specifically, when we have that Thursday, Friday beforehand, and the Saturday morning, and we got to push to get it together, and we're like buzzing around, and we're like all on the same page, and then when, you know, that Saturday afternoon hits, and we look around, and we're like, wow, it all came together. It always does, somehow, and all these people are here, and they're enjoying it, and they appreciate it, and... we get to raise money for the parish and the school at the same time.
That's a beautiful explanation. All right, so who are some people that over the years you've been able to work with and you appreciate?
Just kidding. Belinda Ravelli, Chris and Monica Foy, Father Guy, Rachel Becker, Matthew Hilton. Whoa. There are more.
That's fine. Like, you don't have to rattle them all off.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's totally good. I'm sure all of them will appreciate it, and the ones you didn't say, I'm sure they'll still love you anyway. I think it's totally good.
I miss somebody, but yeah. Oh, Neil Ruddock. I don't know. You can't add that in there. Too late for that, but that's okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before I close this out? Just about the church and just your thoughts in general.
No, I don't think so. That's probably sufficient.
Okay. All right. We'll stay on the line, and I'm going to close this out.